WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Athletes from Virginia make their Olympic debut in Paris. UVA researchers employ diet and exercise techniques to help cancer survivors in Appalachia. And Republicans plan a strategy to reach voters in Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 31st. One of the four Central Virginians competing in the Paris Summer Games made his Olympic debut on Tuesday. Megan Moore with VPM News reports.
Nearly 4,000 miles from Paris, Charlottesville residents cheered like they were in the Olympic Aquatic Center as Crozet's Thomas Heilman competed in the 200-meter butterfly semifinals. He just barely missed out on going to the finals, coming in 10th place after the semis. Despite the loss, Wyatt Witt, who swam with Heilman on the Crozet Gators club team and attends Western Albemarle High, has enjoyed watching Thomas evolve over the years.
He was breaking records just even being like 10 years old, and it was just incredible to watch.
Heilman will return to the Olympic pool on Friday in the men's 100-meter butterfly event.
Megan Moore reporting. Virginia Beach's Justin Dowell will be one of two Americans competing in the Park BMX freestyle finals this morning at the Paris Olympics. The finals will be streamed online through Peacock and broadcast on USA Network. Meanwhile, Ashburn's Emily Fox and the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team will face off against Australia in their final group game at 1 p.m. Eastern. University of Virginia researchers are trying to improve the quality of life for cancer survivors in Appalachia through diet and exercise. It's called We Survive, and it's a virtual group program that gives rural post-treatment patients customized plans, helping them make healthier choices around food and physical activity. UVA Cancer Center researcher and dietitian Kathleen Porter says improved nutrition can help patients feel better, and the group setting may also help combat isolation.
A lot of those treatments can cause leg pain and some neuropathy. How are other people getting through that? Which is not the same conversation that you may be able to have with a trainer at a gym or your friend or somebody else that you trust with it, because they just don't know what it's like.
Porter hopes that more research could lead to standardized nutrition and exercise programs for post-treatment cancer survivors. A new report from a left-leaning tax group says undocumented immigrants add nearly $700 million to Virginia's economy, but the numbers are disputed by some. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Cutner reports.
Rodrigo Soto isn't just part of the Commonwealth Institute's legislative team. He's also a formerly undocumented immigrant.
I was a victim of a crime, so I was eligible for a U visa.
That's made him all too familiar with the impact folks like him made on the economy.
Might be a grocery store owner down the block that you go to on the weekends. Might be the person that you worship with at church on Sundays. It might be the person that drops off their kid at the school lines.
And according to a new report from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, those undocumented people and the taxes they pay add up. Nationally, the report says it's about $96.7 billion in federal, state, and local taxes in 2022 alone. For Virginia, that number is close to $700 million. But Derek Max of the right-leaning Thomas Jefferson Institute says numbers and reports like this can be bent to serve a group's needs. And while he agrees there's an increase in tax revenue from the undocumented, he said there's a cost as well.
There's a million services that they take advantage, schooling being obviously a major one.
Still, Max aligns himself more with the Ronald Reagan era of immigration, welcoming more folks to work legally.
If Mexico were to send a million computers to the United States, would we turn them back? No, we would say, hey, let's use those computers.
The report also found that tax contributions from undocumented people in Virginia would jump to more than $850 million if they were granted legal status, and nationally, $140 billion. In Richmond, I'm Brad Cutner.
And finally today, Republicans are planning their strategy to reach voters in Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Trump Force 47 is the name of the Republican Get Out the Vote operation this year. It involves training sessions at various locations across Virginia where volunteers are learning about how to target potential voters in critical precincts. Jeff Ryer is spokesman for the Trump campaign in Virginia.
The neighbor-to-neighbor approach, I think, helps to expand the base because you're putting a person who's already supporting President Trump in contact with somebody who is a prospective voter.
But will Trump Force 47 actually expand the base? David Ramadan is a former Republican member of the House of Delegates who's now at the Schar School at George Mason University. And he says it's probably impossible for the Trump campaign to expand the base. So their best strategy is to have the highest possible turnout of the existing base.
It's an army of volunteer. The play is also on army and defense, and that caters to the far right base that he's trying to get them engaged and out so that they'll vote on November 5th.
Republicans who want to be a part of Trump Force 47 can volunteer to be a Trump captain, host a house party, or take a shift as a poll watcher when the voting starts on September 20th. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.